Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education continued its discussion in earnest on Tuesday of the potential closure of 9 different peninsula schools. The board met to review the cost savings associated with each school in the event it was to be closed and consolidated into one or more nearby schools. While shuttering one or more of the schools would result in immediate cost savings to the district, Finance Director Elizabeth Hayes explained how the money allotted annually for closed schools does reduce over time.
This statute allows for 100% funding based on the prior year, the year before the closure. You get that for the first 2 years. The third year, you get 33% reduction in the funding. And then the fourth year, a 66% funding decrease. And then in the final year, you don't get any money.
Superintendent Clayton Holland expanded on the unique challenge of closing schools on the peninsula, where many of the 42 KPBSD schools are in remote locations. Consolidation would present a number of challenges, not the least of which is the travel required for students from closed schools.
I've had pressures on closing these schools for a while, and I've often said this isn't the same as Anchorage or Fairbanks. And I'll be quite frank, it'd be easier to close a school in one of our bigger cities. So about in Hawaii in particular, where I think there's less of community attachment in some ways, right? For some of these communities, this is the heartbeat of the community, period.
The school board will continue its discussion as the Juneau legislature debates how to address district budget shortfalls statewide. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Soldotna's Frozen River Fest is just around the corner. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
This year's Frozen River Fest is quickly approaching. It features brews from across the state, live music, crackling bonfires, delicious food trucks, and a fireworks show that illuminates the frozen banks of the Kenai River. Presented by the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, this beer festival was started by a group of local breweries and people from the city. Then it was handed off to the chamber, which has presented the event for the last decade. It allows craft beer lovers to sample and enjoy exclusive local flavors. Communications and events manager for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, Joe Spady, says it's one of the most unique beer festivals he's ever seen.
The fact that this beer festival is right on the banks of the river, like in Soldotna Creek Park, is incredible. We always have a really great lineup of breweries from all over the state. It kind of always rotates who's available this year. There's always some newcomers and some people who have skipped a year or people who have been here every single year. And it's always a fun variety of breweries from the actual here on the peninsula.
This year marks the Frozen River Fest's 10th anniversary. The deadline for breweries to participate in the event has passed. However, Spady encourages breweries to contact the chamber if they would like to participate. Between the two band sets, the Rotary Club will also draw the winner of its raffle, and the fireworks will end the evening at 8 p.m. Don't miss the chance to dance to live music, sample some of Alaska's finest beers, and create memories with friends and family. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport announced on Tuesday that Delta Airlines is extending its seasonal Atlanta service, now running through January 5th, for the first time. Previously operating only during the summer, this extension will provide travelers with more options to connect between Anchorage and the southeastern U.S., including increased availability during the holiday season. In addition to the extended season, Delta is also upgauging its summer Anchorage Atlanta service to a Boeing 767, increasing overall seat capacity during the busy summer travel period. These enhancements reflect Delta's ongoing investment in Ted Stevens International Airport, providing Alaskans and visitors with more connectivity and travel flexibility throughout the year, the airport said in a press release. For the latest information, visit Delta's website or visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.